Daniel Bloch, Executive Director of the Cape South African Jewish Board of Deputies. A very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm good and hope you're well.
I am indeed. So tell us, give us some background to this case that was finally decided on Friday.
Great. So from about 2020 through, we started picking up these video posts made by Thomas Tor. Came across them quite a lot in 2024 as well. Highly anti-Semitic. Clearly, he hates Jewish people. I'm not sure what's happened to him to hate Jews so badly. Mm-hmm. But then we obviously launched the cases late last year, and our process takes a bit of time. And we finally went to court a couple of weeks ago. The judge heard the evidence given by our legal team, and now he's obviously delivered his written judgment, and we're very happy that this case is concluded now to a degree, and we've won it, in a sense. Now we have to follow up on all the action points that Tor's been ordered to do, like the written apology, the fine to the Holocaust Center, etc. And there's more to come.
Was there a specific, was it a tweet, was it a clip, was it something written, what was it, and was there a specific one, or is it, does the court look at a whole bunch?
So the court looks at, there's a lot of videos that Tor posted that he made. So what they do is they look at various different videos. We had to bring in an expert on anti-Semitism, Milton Shane, just to explain what blood libel is. So when Tor commented that apparently Jewish people eat children and drink their blood, that's something used in the blood libel, something the Nazis used. So the court looked at all the different videos, the different evidence, and various, I mean, everything from killing Jews to the blood libels and the classic anti-Semitic tropes that Tor would have made. So there were approximately 20-odd videos that we submitted. We could have submitted another 50 videos thereafter. But the first 20 were enough to have him found guilty of hate speech.
It's quite unbelievable. Has there been any response from him?
Yeah, there's been quite a response. I think since we published our statement on Friday, it made all the different news agencies over the weekend.
Yes.
He's posted a variety of videos, no remorse, as the judge clearly stated in his ruling. He's posted, he's attacked Judge Lagrange again. He's refused to pay. He's refused to apologize. He's basically saying we owe him money. So I don't think he's very remorseful. I don't think he's going to necessarily follow through on any of the action or the order points. So we're going to have to probably go back to court. He'll be found in contempt if he doesn't apologize in the next 30 days, and then the police will go and arrest him.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because if he doesn't, then it becomes a criminal act, doesn't it?
Exactly. And I think that's the point, Howard, of these cases, is whilst someone like Tor clearly is not too concerned about his livelihood, his personal experiences, he doesn't have a PR image, etc., the other cases we have coming up and future cases that we're going to open, people have careers to be concerned about. They've got family and friends to be concerned about. No one wants to have something wrapped around their neck that they're guilty of hate speech, and then they have to go and pay fines or donations. So hopefully it's going to send a strong message to everyone out there that's posting hate speech.
Yeah. And I mean, who is he? Who is this guy? Was he known before this?
I'd never heard of him. I don't think many people had. I don't know if he's a wannabe comedian. I'm not sure. He claims to develop things, games and whatever else. So I think he's a member of the Western Cape, community, if you want to call it. Never been heard of before. So he's just one of those people that came across the radar, and his videos were really vile. And we couldn't just say, well, because he's someone that nobody knows, we can just let him get away with it.
Absolutely. And hopefully this will be, this should be a little bit of a deterrent in terms of others behaving in this way.
Well, definitely, because now there's precedent set with the court judgment. So, I mean, what's incredible is, some of the news outlets have reported the story, and the comments on the news outlets, like on Eyewitness News, for example, people have been making Hitler comments. Now, those people making comments that Hitler should have finished the job, for example, I mean, we're going to take on those people. And I don't know who those people are. I don't know if they have a job somewhere. I don't know what their financial status is, etc. Not that that's the issue. But, people need to realize that there are serious consequences for hate speech, for anti-Semitism, for any form of discrimination, and it's not just going to be a little slap on the wrist. It's going to be real life consequences for people.
In terms of the cases coming up, are those in the public domain?
They are. So we've got three cases. It needs to get to, I think it's called a directions hearing, where the judge speaks to everybody beforehand and then sets an equality court date. The
and
three
who,
cases,
okay,
it's Mariam Jakut Harris. She's an online influencer.
Right.
It's Mehmet Dag. He's that local Turkish politician that keeps posting all over the show.
Yes.
And then there's a protester that was outside one of the events, Ali Çifkar, an older gentleman that made Hitler comments.
Right.
So those are the three upcoming cases.